Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Critical mass is what we're looking for. Welcome to the Consciousness Shift on Here Be Monsters. We're sponsored by Roundtree 7, and that's the number 7.com, a blog that brings knowledge to the social consciousness, and Daughters of Isis, the Ancestor Room Ecology. It's April 10th, 2012, and on April 16th, the ceremony for healing the Gulf of Mexico begins. It's called Soul Fire for the Gulf Week. Spoke about it last week. We're going to speak about it a little bit tonight, too. Whether or not the gals show up who are doing it. And I am here with Nicole Tomasini in New York. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
And my name is Gwendolyn H. Berry. I'm in South Florida. And we're going to also talk tonight about the little triggers tripping folks into new realities. We're all working to change the world. So let's listen to something before we begin. Like I went through a big flashback.
always pick such great music, Gwen.
I love that song. It really brings it out. We do have Ms. Monty on the phone here standing by, and we'll bring her on. We're going to talk about Soul Fire for the Gulf. Again, this is a very important healing ceremony that's going on next week. And before we do, I want to send some love out to a group called the Coastal Warriors. These gals have been keeping the information flow going through Twitter and Facebook for 2 years. We're coming up on the second year anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon Macondo catastrophe. And these ladies have been doing it, and they've gone through being hacked. They had to rename themselves the Real Coastal Warriors. Some idiot conservative hacked them. They've just been fantastic all along, and really want them to know they're appreciated. Also, they've been retweeting the Soul Fire for the Gulf information, so that's pretty fantastic too. Sending them a great deal of care and love. Now let me adjust the ice cubes on my eyeballs. I fell asleep today. So let me bring on Ms. Imani. I think that's who's on the phone with us. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well, hi there.
Hi,
all right. Did we lose?
I'm here. Would you like me to speak?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Would you like me to speak?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
We got all thrusters going on here, don't we?
Well, I just want to take a moment and say thank you very much and invite us all to take a deep breath in and smile and think about something that brought gratitude and the lightness of your heart today, something that happened in your day. And now a deep breath in and wiggle our fingers and our toes and giving thanks for this beautiful place and this moment in time when we can come together and lift each other up. And so I say thank you to the sisters who are down on the coast and putting the word out and letting everybody know what's going on. And I thank you for sharing about Soul Fire for the Gulf.
Oh, our pleasure. It's an important, this has been an important week, been retweeting this and talking about it every chance we get. Including to the Occupy group down here who put the information out. We're trying to get some folks together in my neighborhood to bring out some drums on the 20th and in harmony, sending a standard of energy like Flash will be doing in Melrose at Moonhaven. And we've been jamming.
Yay.
How are things going building up to next week?
Things are going great. I have a wonderful crew. There were about seven, and we're growing by the day now. People are starting to arrive from the team, and we've been making prayer flags for the circles and just really working and talking and all of the things are coming into place for the location. We've been up to the mounds a couple of times to pray and just put our gratitude down and just been really building a beautiful nest for this prayer to open up and to welcome those who are called to be there on the ground and doing a lot of networking with people in other places to synchronize in with the gatherings. And we have accomplished nearly a synchronized circle on every continent. We have a couple more people that we're reaching out to. So if you're listening to this and you are in a place other than North America, do contact us to weave the web all the way around our beautiful planet.
That's wonderful. There are a couple of people in Western Europe I know that tune in now and then with us. I wanted to mention, get a segue in here for, and I think perhaps we can find alternatives, because Nicole was telling me that for her to actually do anything along the water, out in the open, in New York, it requires, well, talk, Nicole, you're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, you need a permit. They're pretty much on lockdown down here with Battery Park, and especially with after Occupy Wall Street. Like, there's all these like things about you can't post this and you can't do that. So,
well, you know,
so so we need somebody who has access to a local place where people can gather. And maybe someone's hearing. I do have some contacts in New York. I might know of a place where there could be a gathering.
You all need to trade contact information. I will give Nicole your information, Amani. You know, the thing is that New York, Manhattan Island, was and is a sacred site to indigenous people, because there were so many natural wells in the city. And if you take a look around, I mean, many of the buildings, what is the downtown church I'm thinking of? Oh,
Trinity.
God.
Trinity. Yeah, Trinity.
Built right on top of a well, a naturally occurring well. There are many of them in Manhattan. And a well is a vortex. It makes it a place, water makes it sacred. And so there are places all over the city, you know, that all over downtown area, really. And Tricia Poole, P. Nolan, is saying you can also go up the Hudson to light the little red lighthouse and get the water there. So there's options. There are options, and there's a whole week of healing going on. Right, Amani?
There is, and we're hoping that it inspires a weekly or a daily practice for people to go out and to express gratitude to our beautiful earth and to share art and music and celebration, because really, you know, the more light we can bring to each other and the more light we can reflect to the world and really find a way to communicate the story of renewal. And how we do that. I think that I was just doing a writing about that, and just really feeling inspired by recreating our personal myth. And you know, Mac's request for this ceremony down here is because the Gulf Coast needs a miracle. And so we have to recreate our personal myth in order to allow that to happen in some form or fashion. So
I agree with you there. I agree with you. Well, we're writing a new story. It has to be a new story, and it's like right now it's almost year one, because we've come to the point of we've gone past the point, and it's time to wake up the rest of the world and say, hey, take a moment, think about it. You know, it's also, as I said at the beginning, it's about critical mass, too.
Right.
Once enough of us are basically aware, awake, and holding that standard of energy, it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference.
It does. I also think about, you know, early childhood development and what happens when one is nearly two. And what that is, you know, begin to start to see the consequential nature of life. And so I feel that, you know, I've had a lot of sort of, you know, downloads about being a two-year-old and society being a two-year-old in relationship to this crisis in the Gulf. And so, you know, being compassionate to ourselves as a culture, but you know, understanding that we have to find a new way.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's how many different groups have you reached out to as you've been building this, Imani? Can you even think of how many people?
Well, not really. I can tell you that really the focus for me from the perspective of holding this prayer and tending this fire has not so much been about quantity as it has been about quality. So I have, you know, all of the people that are involved in this project are involved in this project because it makes sense to them to support a prayer for the Gulf. It makes sense to them to honor Mac's request for ceremony. So really, this is an incredible grassroots experience that you know, it's like we're making prayer flags together here. We're going to do that on the land together. You know, it's like, so that level of calling forth of the creative nature really speaks to, you know, how do we recreate our personal myth? So building the container for that, the people who are coming in as architects and caretakers and the elders and the host nations and Dr. John, you know, it's a.
I like what you all have said about a living prophecy. I think that those kinds of terms capture imagination and people want to know what it means and grasp onto it. Right now, we have actually, is that you, Tricia?
It is.
Tricia Poole is with, she's in New York, and she's wanting to get together with Nicole to help establish a standard and prayer ceremony in New York. And I'll bet these ladies have questions that, especially about, come on, work with me, ladies.
What about, like, what's on my mind about this topic?
Yes.
What's on my mind? Well, first I wanted to say thank you to Ms. Imani because I'm one of those shy people that need an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were on Gwen's show with Nick last week, I guess it was, you said something about how, you know, somebody's out there waiting for an invitation. And I was like, oh, that's me. I'm one of those people. So I really appreciate that you know, you were just aware and of the whole thing. And also you were talking about being two and how the movement and the growth of the prayer is like at 2 years old. And then after I can't even think of a word to talk about BP. And so, but after that, and anyway,
the perpetrator,
I teach 2 year olds.
The perpetrator.
Yeah, well, I teach 2 year olds. That's my job. I'm in a classroom full of 2 year old people at Riverside Church, which you may be familiar with because I think you're from New Jersey.
Yeah, I know Riverside Church.
Okay, so I work on Riverside Church and look out. Anyway, it's a beautiful place to be, and I've been with these two-year-olds, and what you were saying really resonated about reaching out to the world with your light and how much power is in these little people.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even know how much light that is in them, and that's okay because, you know, they're just little. But anyway, it's really, for me, I get to absorb that light and take it with me wherever I go and do what I do with my little kids. But anyway, I think it'll be fun to get together with Nick that week somewhere, because especially if we're just a couple of goofy old broads beating a drum with a prayer flag, you know, uptown, the police won't bother you.
Nice, yeah.
Downtown?
Right. Yeah.
Downtown, they can't wait to bother you. But
right.
Uptown, it'll be like, oh, look at those cute little old hippie ladies with the flower in their hair and their little drum.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Was an invitation to all your friends to just take a stroll at a particular time in a particular place.
Yeah, bring some friends and, you know, I have a coffee can orchestra. It's not much, but I love it. And, you know, well, I save the coffee cans, and when the kids feel like banging on them, we just bang on coffee cans, and the cantaloupe container that comes in, it's a really good drum. And anyway, you can find drums anywhere, shakers too. And so anyway, I thought, hey, thanks. And it was really cool that you were there and know about twos. And I have a 20-year-old, and I think you said you had two 20-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
21 and
so,
22, soon to be 22 and
23. Yeah. So the whole doing what you need to do for your potential grandkids, anyway, you said many things that resonated, and thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you responded to the invitation, and I hope that that your story and your sharing here inspires others to do the same. You know, it's really, you know, it's so much more fun and so much more powerful to do this kind of work and ceremony and play, celebration of life with others. You know, you have a song, I have a rhythm, you have you're a visual artist, you paint, you know, we drum together, we tend the heartbeat and tend the fire. It's just such a powerful, beautiful experience to even just sit and dream about it.
It's a joyful noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand and ground it very much. We're putting together a group locally here, just as the friends, but as the information passes around, I've had a couple of people call up and ask when, see if they can get their butts down here. Amani, could you read off all of your different satellites? I think people might like to know just how, you know, there's a few places so people can reach out.
Yeah, I can. The way to be the most efficient at this moment, because I'm not sitting at my computer, is to go to...
Okay, wait a minute. I'll do it. Soulfire.
Soulfirecircles.com, and it's... that's under the Soul Fire for the Gulf tab. And we have circles in Baltimore and in Baton Rouge and in Kauai and in Finland and Peru and...
Do you need a diplomat?
Well, a diplomat is always welcome. Always welcome, ambassadors of the drum. You know, this is. I've walked with the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers for a couple of years, and what I hear the grandmothers say is, you know, step up, sing, pray, you know, celebrate,
right.
Lift each other up, and so this. This is my little experiment. This is our little experiment of how to do that. And each and every one of us has it inside of us to do it. Each and every one of us has it inside of us to be a kinder person, to look that person in the eye on the street that we pass by and say hello. Say good morning. How are you? Introduce yourself. You know,
Absolutely. And
I just think that if we were to do those simple things in our day-to-day life, bend over and pick up that piece of trash. You know, we make the world a better place simply by showing up.
We do. Agreed.
That's how I feel the grandma's message translates through Ms. Imani.
Does everybody, Nicole, Tricia, do you know who the 13 grandmothers are?
No.
I am aware. You know, I've, like, looked at a couple of articles and been like, oh, wow, this is the coolest thing, and bookmarked it. But that's about as far as my knowledge goes.
Imani, would you
stretch your information, would you bring that to bear? Tell us about the 13 Grandmothers Council. It's really, they're wonderful ladies. They do so much good.
Yes, they, Grandmother Margaret Behan, Red Spider Woman, is Cheyenne and Arapaho, and she will be with us at Soul Fire for the Gulf in Mandeville and in New Orleans as well. And the council came about through a vision that Joe T., who is the spiritual director of the Center for Sacred Studies, had. And she sent out letters asking for recommendations of grandmothers to sit on this council. There were 16 letters that were sent, and 13 responded. And in their first meeting in Menla, New York, they made an agreement to form a council. And for every 6 months, they go to each other's home place to pray in for the earth, for humanity, for life, in a fire that is held for 7 days. Part of that time is in private council, and part of that time is in public council. In July, the grandmothers will gather with Grandmother Margaret. So that happens the last weekend in July, and there's information about that at the Grandmothers Council website. They are impeccable women who are spiritually guided, spiritually blessed, and are, in my heart, they are a living prophecy. Their cultures speak of them. Many cultures speak of the grandmothers at this point. And to be a woman on the drum, and to, it is really not traditional, and to receive the blessings of this council for Turtle Women Rising, to be with our drum, and, you know, personally, and the Soul Fire work, to be with our drums as women is huge. And
Yes. These
women stand for us, and they stand for our men as well, as in the children and the elders. They're very, very, very inspirational group of women, and I really encourage that you make your summer plans to go to Montana.
Is that where they all are? In Montana?
That's the next council gathering. That's the 11th council gathering. So they've been gathering at each other's homeland, and this is the 11th gathering of that form.
Wow.
And that's Grandma Margaret's gathering. So, you know, she has family in Kenner, Louisiana. And when I told her about the ceremony, she said, "Amani, how can I help you? My brother lives and my sister lives in Kenner, Louisiana." So, we're just so fortunate and so blessed that she's going to be with us, and Arvo Looking Horse and his wife Paula Horn are going to be with us. And
I know about him.
Yeah.
Or Looking Horse, I think I've heard. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah,
it's just a name
kind
of familiar. You know, it's like, I see that on the internet sometimes. Like 3 years ago or something, I was like, oh, wow, I need to listen.
Well, he and his wife Paula are coming, and is a strong advocate for all nations coming together in prayer. There's a video link about Arvel up on the website, and we don't have much video.
I have posted the links in the chat room for folks to find
for the
gatherings and also for Soul Fire. I didn't mean to interrupt. The standard of light and the standard of healing without an expectation to be the one to hold the energy and not to have an attachment to all of the negativity and just to want to renew the earth. This is a very, very important standard to embrace right now. And personally, the Soulfire group is the first, it's the only standard that I see doing that so far. Imani, are there any other plans or groups ahead other than this? Of course, the moment is now. But this is such a wonderful, wonderful.
And what I would like to say is I'm thinking about a conversation that I had with Grandmother Margaret, and she said, you know, our elders, our grandmothers, you know, they walked for us in the way that we are walking, you know. So it's like it's in gratitude to our elders that we have the opportunity to bring this forward. My upbringing in ceremonial drum work started with Baba Tunde Olusunji, and then meeting with some people from the Northeast, Jimmy and Morwen Two Feathers, who have an organization called Earth Drum Council, and Joss Price and Steve Trombulak. They have a gathering called Spirit Fire Festival that happens at Message of the Abode in New Lebanon, New York. There's a community in Las Vegas, which is called the Vegas Vortex. There's a community in Hawaii, which is called Hawaii Fire Tribe. And those are all there's a community in Baltimore and in Washington, D.C. And
these are your satellites, too.
Some of them are, yes, definitely. Yeah. But that's the, you know, I trained with Olusunji for a lot of years. I traveled with him, and my first sacred fire was with Olusunji, and I can tell you that he poured something into my head in that moment. You know, he blessed me in that ceremony in a way that I knew my life was completely different and that this was my path. And so I've just been putting one foot in front of the other, you know, praying with the fire, playing music with my friends, sharing art, inspiring goodness and kindness in any way that I can, lifting us up and receiving the blessings of the beautiful instruments of the hand pans that I carry, you know. Just really, really want to commend all of the people who are the instrument makers. You know, it's like our sisters in Turtle Women Rising entrusted the drum for the heartbeat of the ceremony, and the Pantheon Steel people who make the hand pans, you know, blessing me with one of their instruments. It's very, very beautiful and profound and humbling that, you know, we're maybe 2,000 people collectively, but
yeah,
maybe not even that many, but these are people that I've walked with for 20 years, and we've been coming to the fire and singing and celebrating life for that long. And so to be at this particular crossroads here in New Orleans and to bring this new form of ceremonial fire to meet with ancient forms of ceremonial fire, to bring all nations together, it's a profound blessing, and it's huge, and I'm glad that I just put one foot in front of the other and know that I am a turtle woman rising, and we are here to sing and pray for the earth. That's what I'm here to do. It's wonderful.
It's absolutely stunning. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I think you are not alone. Yeah.
No, I know I'm not alone, and I'm counting on the fact that I'm not alone, because I, you know, it's like I started doing this because I was lonely. I'm not lonely anymore. I know that we are doing this together. It's clear that, you know, really within a week we went from a couple of circles to, I think we have one continent that is not represented, which is the UK. You know, we want to have a circle somewhere in the UK, and we have a couple of emails out. So again, if you're in those aisles, be in touch with us. It can be a circle of one.
Yeah, all it takes is one.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a biospheric web that is around our planet that has been damaged by industrialization. And it is something that as a collective spirit we can by receiving the light and reflecting the light around the planet, she can heal herself. We just have to give her a jump start, and that's truly, I think that's of my understanding of ceremonial medicine, you know, medicine that heals, that radically transmutes a person's life, that it's really it's just providing that energy, that request, that humble gratitude, and the universe takes care of it all.
I'll tell you, Imani, I've met people, I've done, my business partner and I, I keep referring to it as a medicine wheel. We drove from Massachusetts to Florida to all the way out to California and then back around the top. We went through the whole country, and for many years, since, the early 90s, in 91 when I began with Daughters of Isis, but we have met people who gather like we do. We've had small groups that would come together and use the energy to meditate or to hook together. And oftentimes people call them little councils or little prayer groups but many, many, many of these groups going around the country. And I think what you are doing here is providing a transition, a transformation of our little groups into not just the, you know, shared vision that we all, I mean, amazing, amazing shared vision when you begin to speak about the net that has been tattered around the planet. And these are shared. I'd meet people from Greenfield, Massachusetts to Chula Vista, California to up in Oregon and at Mount Shasta, places all over the country where people, you know, get together, they come together and they'll provide light as they're exploring what is happening as far as this planetary shift goes on. But the anchor I'm looking for here with Soul Fire for the Gulf, it's as if you're providing the template and saying it's supposed to be ceremonies, and it's not the amount of people, although the wonderful large ceremonies are really needed, but when people come together like this, the idea of a joyful healing of the planet right now and just holding that standard without expectation, the way you have been describing it, I think it's a very important thing to bring up, because I know there are groups of people out there that do these council meetings or prayer meetings, or even folks that come together and stay after their, you know, what is it, the miracle of, jeez, I love menopause. I'm losing that. You know, the little meetings that people go to share different pathways. If folks can understand that coming together like that and spending time hooking up with that light and that unexpected but healing ceremonial standard for for however long, I think that there's an important connect here with all of that. Am I making sense, kids?
Yes, you are making perfect sense, and yes, I agree. It's, you know, the thing that I'm inspired to say now is that it really is far more effective if each of us take 5 minutes a day to say thank you for whatever it is we're saying thank you for than for thousands of us to gather for 3 hours or 3 days and be in high ceremony. Because we
amen.
Have...
That is, yes, I just have to say, tell it. That is a fact.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, you know, maybe somebody's feeling, you know, oh, man, I wish I had heard about this sooner. Well, number one, we're going to get together again. This is a repeatable. I've spent the last 25 years learning what a repeatable format is for an all-nation ceremony. That's what I am skilled in.
I'm very happy to hear that.
My vision is to share that and to it's like I can't be everywhere that these circles want to be. What I want to do is I want to share the methodology, and I want to inspire people, and I want to share the music that rolls through and the resources of this amazing community. You know, there's really, you know, core community, there's about 30 of us, you know, so the fact that we're doing this many gatherings on a regular basis, you know, it's 200 to 300 people, sometimes smaller than that, that get together and hold these amazing, you know, they're open, but you have to know about it. So my goal is to help inspire people who are of like mind to be able to do it at home and to come together with us in these different gatherings.
Wow.
Are you creating?
Now, can I say
about Turtle Woman Rising is also, you know, like the Turtle Woman Rising and the Grandmothers are a huge part of the inspiration of Soul Fire for the Gulf. Turtle Woman Rising gathers every 2 years in Washington, D.C. The Grandmothers gather every 6 months in each other's home place. You know, it's like, think about how much of a commitment it is to take 13 grandmothers, their personal assistants, their travel companions, their translators, to manage that's I'm just doing some little tiny thing here down in New Orleans that people are excited about. You know, it's like there are methodologies out there, and we can do this in a good way.
Yet all it takes is bringing the awareness up and creating the drum line, and that's where, you know, being a member of Occupy, you know, we're creating that alternative voice, and it's mm-hmm. huge. We're using the manifest results of the planetary consciousness, the internet, to do it with, and it's really an extraordinarily useful and successful tool at this point.
It certainly is. I am so impressed with how the Occupy movement happened. I am so impressed with how the whole situation in Egypt happened. I think about that young woman who started it, you know, who put the post up. And that one little tiny human in the midst of all of these billions of people asked for help.
Yes.
And in Louisiana, in the Gulf Coast, this one individual asked for help, and I heard him. And, you know, a core number of us heard him, and a core number of us are responding. And hopefully, you know, that's really all it takes is for there to be a resonance, to be an invitation, and for there to be a response.
That's quite true. Tricia, you were going to say something, I think.
I guess the thing that's running through my head is how, it starts with each one teach one, which
mm-hmm.
is something my parents taught me when I was little, that they were learning from people who were trying to have an impact in urban renewal back in the 60s. So, this organization, and that's what they always said, and plenty of people say it, each one teach one, and I'm just soaking up what I'm learning about the methodology as you're talking, and looking forward to hearing more about that, because, like what you were saying about the people making instruments, and our music teacher at the school, and how we make instruments with the kids, and also, how it just so happens that Ellen, the music teacher's kid, is going up maybe to where my kid is being a camp counselor, where when he was a kid, he went up into Vermont at Farm and Wilderness, where they keep a sacred fire all summer. And so it's a very different path to be out in the woods in Vermont at Farm and Wilderness with the one of the groups goes off in the woods and keeps the fire all summer long, and then they bring a torch of it in to do a bonfire with the families and everybody at the end of the year. And my son was there. They have five organic. They have each little camp has its own organic farm, and they learn to grow. They're stuff, and they built a dairy barn, and now they have their cow. You know, they unplug and go out in the woods and sing and all that for the whole summer. And I just am trying to figure out how this all fits in together, but I know it does. And
of course it does.
You know, and so I mean, you know, I just anyway, it's one of those things that you just know was attracted or whatever you want to call it for a reason that I listened last week and heard Missy Moni, and then now to take it in my direction and bring my energy to it as well and see what happens, and I think that's cool too.
There it is.
Well, I'm an open book to you. You know, reach out to me. You know, I really appreciate it's best for me to respond to questions. You know, I'm a responder. And
well,
so
cool. Then
if
I'll
you,
accept the
if you invite me, I can say yes.
You know, all right, we'll see how that goes. Because I joined the Facebook page last week and left a comment, and so I'll track you down. It'll be fun as I'm, you know, have a few minutes here and there. There's always, that's the cool thing, there's always a few minutes here and there to grab and do something that I don't know, makes everybody feel good, I hope. So
makes a difference, yes. It does make a difference, you're right.
Yeah. It's also an interesting thing to you know, it's like one of the thoughts that I have as far as how to instigate is to invite my friends to support me in my vision. And that's really the, you know, that's grassroots methodology. You know, that's attending our little gardens of our community, our common unity. And then being able to step up and support my friends and their vision. And, you know, our day-to-day lives are full. Our society is at a very, very fast pace. And so we don't necessarily have the time to do what we want to do in these kind of realms by ourselves, as the crow calls. And so to be able to invite our friends to support these kind of callings that I hear from a lot of people like yourself, sister, that there's a calling to do something, to be able to do something good. What? How do I direct my energy? How do I direct myself, you know? And yeah, I have this friend in New Jersey that he works with crystals and going to different water places. And he takes out his pendulum and he holds it over a map. And the pendulum moves one way, and it says no, and it moves another way, and it says yes. And then he decides where he's going, and he gets in his car, and he goes there, and he prays, and he meditates, and he offers a crystal to the water. That's
beautiful.
Just a beautiful solitary practice, you know. And, you know, with instrument making for children, you know, there's and circles, that takes encouraging your friends to support you in what you're calling.
Well, and the thing that's so awesome is they can't wait to jump on board. You know,
yeah.
I already mentioned it's one of the people at work, and I mean everybody is so enthusiastic. And I think that the thing, I mean, at the school, I don't know about the world, but the point I'm getting at is that the healing the planet and our earth is something we can all get behind no matter what our electoral politics are. And, you know, I mean, all that bullshit that you get, you know, like you were talking about being attached to the negativity, it's you know, the thing when you get about the planet, how can there be, you know, there's no, you can't, we gotta, anyway, it's not negative at all. People, you know, it's everybody goes like, yeah, dig it, let's go. You know,
everybody's included because we all live here.
Yeah,
you know? It's like there is no, you know, there is no, you know, like we're talking about a collective street address. We're talking about a universal street address, and our our neighborhood is in crisis. So let's come together and be kind to each other and help each other out and make the changes through the letter writing campaigns and just, you know, really simply show up and do everything we can to be happy. And
it's quite true.
You know, share
enjoy.
A smile with our friends. That's
enjoy.
Really. Yeah, that's, I mean, maybe it sounds cheesy or it sounds too simple, but I'm telling you, Grandma told me one thing I got to remember. She said it's easy. So when I feel stressed, I know I'm not headed in the right direction. I go towards the place where I don't feel the stress, and that just brings me to my personal sense of peace, my personal sense of gratitude for my walk in the world, whatever it is. I'm not talking about everything's rosy, you know. It's definitely, you know, I witness my challenges day in and day out. They're different challenges than everybody else, but it's like to know that I have a pathway through this challenge that can be in a beauty way, can be grace-filled, that I can ask my friends for help and they will help me, that's powerful.
And easiest because you love it. I think that's really the message here. You found your path and you've been doing it and the doors have been opening for you and other people are getting behind you all over the world, including your friends. And to me, it's the message of right now that I've been listening to of the creating of our own world and whatever that means. And it really does mean to follow your love and your bliss, and the doors really do open. And when you have that easy way and that love way, you hold that vibration higher at the same time, and people recognize that and want to get behind you more, and then you're fueled even farther. It seems to be the best way, the only way I can see, to really raising ourselves up and being the vibration that we want to be, and whatever that means. And for all of us, like we've all said, to always remember the earth in whatever way that we can. And remember the artistic side of ourselves, because we all have one somehow, some way.
Yeah.
It's quite true. Imani, we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. Will you please give the information out for contact and so that people know that when you're going to be in Mandeville, when you're going to New Orleans, the home of Gala there.
Of course. Well, email contact for me is soulfire. For the Gulf, it's the number 4, soulfireforthegulf@gmail.com. The websites are soulfirecircles.com and turtlewomenrising.com. We have a Facebook page, Soulfire for the Gulf, as well as Turtle Women Rising, as well as Soulfire Circles. And we will be in Mandeville welcoming our volunteer crew that is going to help us attend the full ceremony on Monday morning. Opening ceremony, fire lighting will be at 6:30. We'll gather, and then we'll light the fire at 7:28, which is sunset. And we will be there open to the public Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from sunrise to sunset. Tending the fire with the music of Turtle Woman Rising, Soul Fire Circles, Intertribal Drum with Chief Albert and the Biloxi Chitimacha Confederation of the Muskegees, and Dr. John and the Gulf Coast Musicians. And then, so that goes from the 16th of April to the 19th, and on the 20th, we come down to New Orleans and we bring the ceremonial ashes to Congo Square, the Phillip Street entrance, and we will have an all-nations drum circle from 1 until 4, and then we'll fall into a second line and depart Congo Square at 4:20 on 4:20 to honor the anniversary of a really sad time 2 years ago and bring those ashes to the Mississippi River and release them in a good way for the healing of all nations of the people of the cult.
Wow. Wonderful. Well, if you'd like to stop in once more on Sunday evening when we're doing our Sunday political show, you're most welcome to come in and do another spot to talk about it at the end of our show. I will, of course, be mentioning it tomorrow on my mic check and on the Sunday show. And the next one, I want to be there. I really want to be there.
You got it. Well, we're already talking about 2013 for Soulfire for the Gulf. And Soulfire Circles, you know, I imagine that we will be, I know we generally have circles once a month during the summer. There are many groups that gather through the summertime. And I know that this form is has really grown some legs to stand on and some wings to fly with, and I'm very grateful to be mama of this particular expression of this circle and stand with the grandmas and all those who are the grandpas and the elders and the children to tend this prayer in a good way.
I want to thank you and so much from the heart and the open heart, as Nicole says, and Dr. John, and your shared vision, and all of the Indigenous grandmothers and grandfathers who are lending their support to you through all of this. I also want to thank Tricia for calling in. Thanks, Tricia, for calling in.
Oh, my God.
And
thank
sharing.
You.
And Nicole, you and Trish need to get together.
Yeah, you'll have to text me your number. I'll give you a call.
Yeah, I'll find it. We're Facebook friends already, so I'll figure that out. And besides,
great.
I mean, it's like I've got that time set aside to figure something out.
Fantastic.
So we may not figure it out, but hey, 420 and 420, that's my favorite time anytime. So.
Sounds good. Ms. Imani, thank you so much for being with us this week and last week. And to play us out of here, I'm going to choose one of my favorite grandmothers. I call her Grandmother Drum, but she's expressing what a lot of this is about. And this is The Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwendolyn H. Berry. We'll be back next Thursday night with you, and we'll be fully into Imani and the Soulfire for the Gulf healing ceremony for the week. So we'll be talking about it again. So everybody tune in to hear what's going on. Anyways, this is Buffy St. Marie. Play out.
Not young.